Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. For the second day in a row, Florida added more than 5,000 new positive coronavirus cases. The state also reported another 46 deaths. That's according to official numbers from the State Department of Health, which has tallied more than 3,300 total deaths and 114,000 cases since the start of the pandemic. But an unofficial count by the woman who created the state of Florida's COVID-19 dashboard, but who says she was fired for not changing the numbers, says there have actually been 3,400 more cases in Florida. Rebecca Jones spoke by video today to her fellow alumni of the Newhouse School at Syracuse University. Jones is concerned about new changes Florida has made to how it's reporting ICU hospital bed capacity.
I'm using the same information, but I'm trying to provide context to say, hey, this is what they're reporting, but this is what that actually means, and this is why it may be misleading. I actually now have to go in today and add a note to the hospital ICU bed surveillance, because 2 days ago, the governor announced that they are no longer counting all ICU beds that have people in them as taken, because in his words, they should only be counting people who require an intensive level of care in ICU. And hypothetically, there are people in ICU beds across the state who could be kicked out if somebody with a more severe case needed the bed. And this has been widely criticized all over the country, the governor stepping in to change how hospitals count hospital occupancy a week after I make that factor, you know, front and center on my new dashboard. It is unimaginable. Telling your staff to make things look good is a lot different, although wrong, than saying, hey, I want you to count this specifically this way to another state agency. And I have to add a caveat about that data now, because he did that. So it is the number of people that Ron DeSantis, by some undisclosed metric, believes cannot be kicked off if more severe cases appear. All the hospitals in South Miami are reporting that they are at full occupancy. They have zero ICU beds available, but because of the change in reporting, it looks like they have dozens. So that I'm now going to have to set up another way to get hospital surveillance information than the state agency, because it's not correct.
Before the March primary election, Rebecca Jones said she had assembled a list of Florida polling sites that were at nursing homes or other long-term care facilities where residents were at high risk for COVID-19. She compiled a list of nearby sites that could serve as alternative precincts, but the state did not distribute that list to counties. She says that decision probably led to coronavirus infections and deaths.
I just had a list I was able to print out through my analysis that says, here are the other facilities that meet these criteria for voting precincts instead of this one in this polling zone. And the governor's office intervened and decided not to do that, which was very strange to me, because we had it ready to go and they decided not to do that. And we kept a lot of those voting precincts in those facilities. And I am positive that that led to a lot of unnecessary cases and deaths that may not have even been tracked, because back in March, we had very strict requirement for who was being tested and who wasn't.
That's Rebecca Jones, the woman who created Florida's COVID-19 dashboard, and says she was fired after refusing to alter data. She has created an alternative web portal for Florida coronavirus information. Jones says she might write a book about her experience. You can find links to more information on our website, WMNF.org. Dozens of speakers turned out at Tampa City Council's public comment this morning at the Tampa Convention Center. WMNF's Josh Holton reports many people spoke out to support a movement to fire Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan.
Residents poured out their emotions at the podium, calling on Tampa City Council members to take action to address police brutality. This was the first council meeting ever attended by 19-year-old Graham Sheeler.
Dugan is perpetuating that system of murder and brutality, and it's time that we dump him. He is a liar.
Lysandra Morales moved here from New Jersey, but is of Puerto Rican descent and wanted to show solidarity.
Look at me. It affects me. It affects my brothers and sisters. Everywhere across America and all over the world, we shouldn't have to be here. This is just common sense.
Tampa City Council Chair Guido Maniscalco said there are plans for reform on the horizon.
I know the mayor has tried to adopt the 8 can't wait policies, so there's, you know, right to intervene or duty to intervene, de-escalation tactics and whatnot. But I think, we need to look at training, we need to look at, how we react to things and be more proactive than reactive, and you know, keep the peace.
A protest against police brutality will be held in Hyde Park Saturday at 4 p.m. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.
The Tampa Bay area is under a heat advisory until 6 this evening. It's 97 degrees at the University of Tampa, but it feels like 112. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs will be in the high 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.